T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our opportunity to get a Donald Trump update. And this could be a really big week. I mean, every week is a big deal with Donald Trump. I mean, it's never just calm out there on the horizon. Tim Murtaugh is the director of communications for President Trump's reelection campaign. He joins us every Monday morning. So let me start with the fallout from the Iranian situation. I think the president wound up looking great at the end. The people who hate him already hate him, but he defended America, drew out the Democrats to defend the indefensible. I mean, what more could you possibly want? And protected Americans.
Yeah, you can never go wrong when your first instinct is always to put America first and protect American interests and protect the servicemen and women who are in harm's way. And that's exactly what he did by calling for the strike against Soleimani the other week. And you see the Democrats' immediate reaction. It really just exposes them for who they are. It doesn't matter what the situation is. If Donald Trump is for it, they've got to be against it. Their reflexive, knee-jerk political response to everything, including issues of national security. It's incredible. It actually, he has amazing powers. He made the Democrats defend the Iranians, which is astounding. And, you know, they can't, not a one of the candidates for president could even bring themselves to publicly support the protesters that we now see in the streets in Iran. These are people who are risking their very lives to go out and protest. This is something that we take for granted in the United States. They could be killed for this in Iran, and they're doing it. And yet, these same Democrats can't pipe up about these protesters and talk about how brave they are, but they were very, very vocal about, oh, Soleimani, you can't kill him. He's a national hero. He's revered in Iran. Well, evidently not. And so now the Democrats have to be silent because they've been exposed again.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got some gay friends who unfortunately will not even contemplate voting for President Trump, but they were deeply offended since the Iranians are known to hang gays in Tehran.
Yes.
Like, what are you doing? You're defending the people who kill us?
It's amazing. The way that women and homosexuals and anyone who, you know, in the United States, who you call somebody who feels marginalized, in Iran, the sentence is death. Death. It's remarkable. Yeah. And yet Democrats on Capitol Hill would some and the ones running for president would somehow defend this regime. It's really remarkable. And all because they hate Donald Trump so much that they can't even identify a common enemy. It's amazing.
Speaking of Capitol Hill, do you think we will get the articles of impeachment transmitted from the House to the Senate? And is there a deal as to how this is going to unfold over the course of the next week, 14 days?
I mean, who knows? We think they're coming over now, but it's all up to Nancy Pelosi. And, you know, she's the legislative and strategical super genius. That's what we've all been told by the media. Well, she's been holding on to these articles of impeachment for several weeks now. To what effect, we have no idea. No one can quite figure out what she was hoping to achieve. And what she's done is that she's achieved the Democrats in the Senate beginning to crumble. I really don't know what she thought she was working on, because, I mean, gosh, the longer she holds on to him, the more the Senate can go about its normal business, which means confirming President Trump's federal judges. And we'll take that any day.
Yeah. Are you at all worried that there's new information like Bolton or, you know, somebody else that would normally be seen as somebody who wouldn't turn on the president, who, if they get called in to a Senate trial, this could kind of take an ugly turn?
No, there's nothing to turn on the president about. There was never anything there. The only reason why we're talking about Ukraine now is because the whole Russia hoax fizzled out and the Democrats had to grab something. So there's nothing that could ever come about that, you know, that they're waiting for some kind of gigantic piece of information that somehow super sleuth Adam Schiff couldn't find. you know, I don't know what they think there is still out there after all this. It's been going on for only about 3 years now, and now they expect to find some. So here's the thing: if they're still waiting for the big piece of information, then why'd they impeach him in the first place? None of it makes any sense.
Right. If you were going to impeach, it should be based on what you already know. I just keep waiting for them to drop some bomb, whether it's true or not true, to further muddy the waters. And I mean, that's pretty that's pretty awful to be talking about the political death sentence of impeachment and be playing games with it.
Yeah, it's all a part of their political playbook now. This is what Democrats do in presidential elections. From now on, they've got, you know, door knocking and yard signs and neighborhood canvassing and impeachment. That's what they do. That's how they run for president.
You going to watch this Democrat debate?
Unfortunately, John, it is in my job description. I have to watch them all.
Okay.
Yes, and I do it. I do it so you don't have to.
Do you? The Iowa caucus is coming up February 3rd, and, you know, Bernie apparently is surging based on some of these polls. Does that surprise you?
You know, it doesn't really surprise us, but it's impossible not to notice. You know, Bernie Sanders is formidable. He's a real serious big time tier one candidate, and I think you got to call him the Democrat front runner now, because in Iowa he's strong, in New Hampshire he's strong, he's coming on everywhere.
You guys want a socialist to win, right? You want Bernie to get the nomination. That's easier to run against, right?
No, we have never, ever declared who it is that we think would be more favorable to run against. We think the set of issues is always going to be the same no matter who it is. Mm-hmm. I think Bernie Sanders is a dangerous candidate, dangerous for this country, because he's proven himself to be an Iranian apologist and an appeaser of terrorist regimes. This Iran stuff in the last week or so has really drawn him out. He would not defend the United States in the face of regimes like this, and we see evidence of that now. And so I think he's dangerous.
It's pretty telling. Hey, I know we got to go, but I knew you many years ago, and I remember you were a big Rush fan. You doing okay today after the bad news?
You're bringing up the death of Neil Peart, the legendary drummer and lyricist, and it really, really did affect me, John. I mean, I've been a Rush fan since I was about 12 years old. I've seen him in concert 22 times, and I'm the biggest Rush fan that I know. And if any of your listeners knows Rush, and really a very unique band, and Neil Peart was the beating heart of that band, and really very sad to hear the news. Yeah. And it was kept secret. He actually had died a few days earlier before it broke, and no one in the public even knew that he had brain cancer, and kept it quiet for 3 years, which is very typical of the guy. He's a very private man.
Yeah.
Bad news, very bad news for anybody who likes music, and especially for Rush fans.
Well, I know what you'll be playing in your office over the course of the next week.
Yeah. The soundtrack for the next week or so, that's for sure.
Tim Murtaugh is the director of communications for President Trump's reelection campaign. You may remember him when he was on television here in Central Virginia. He's got the big job now. Tim, I always appreciate you calling in and talking to us. Thanks.
Sure. Thanks, John. Have a good week.
All right. We'll come back and check traffic and weather together next on News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.